Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Foot.
The premier
locker room
show in Chicago, Inside the
Locker Room.
Why, yes, that is a familiar title. And yes, that is familiar music. If I didn't know any better, I'd say that was Inside the Clubhouse and Hit and Run. But it's not. It's Inside the Locker Room. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And why is it the locker room and not the clubhouse? Because this is bear season and Mark talks to the bears.
Football, man.
I'm just here for the horns. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
The low brass. Yes. It's not happened yet.
Spiegel.
So I'm waiting for that before we do
I know Spiegel gives such a pleasant intro and I'm all aggressive and stuff.
You were taught to be aggressive. It's fine.
Spiegel literally can't.
Be aggressive.
Not, he's got to have the low brass.
Aggressive.
Wait for it.
I once listened to...
I like
to
the little trill of the flute or piccolo or whatever that is.
It is nice.
Right there, yeah.
Shout
and
out.
Frankly, it is nice on a Sunday morning.
Shout out to my niece, Madeline, who did a piccolo solo last night for her junior high band. It was pretty nice.
Nice, a Brian Piccolo solo, nice.
Yeah, Brian Piccolo. Don't all start crying now.
I like that. Maybe she can play for the Villanova band one day and become a meme. Because that's, you know, Piccolo Girl from March Madness when Villanova got beat
down.
Oh,
yeah.
I feel bad for, and wasn't like Crying Northwestern Kid famous? Like, wasn't that the athletic director's son?
Did you not see when they did the interview of all the like famous people?
Where Are They Now?
Yeah,
that
Where
was
Are
last
They Now.
March. Was that last March Madness? Was it the last two
March,
years ago?
The March before, but it was hilarious. I was like, oh, these people are fully functioning adults now. I guess they were adults technically then.
Yeah,
but
it's like
they
weird.
That
grown.
Kid was the Northwestern athletic director's son was not. No, he was a minor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was. Yes.
Shall I take you guys into the Bears locker room?
Only if you know a way out.
I think I know a way out. I think. How about we start with Jaquan Brisker? And you think about this, as I was heading to Jaquan Brisker's locker yesterday and seeing others head towards him, as you think in your head as a reporter, what's some good stuff that you can talk to him about? And what was in my mind was, oh man, you got three really aggressive guys that are going to be playing in that secondary, aggressive physically, and they are aggressive with their mouths as well. Jaquan Brisker, C.D. Gardner-Johnson, and Tyreek Stevenson all can talk up a storm. So that's what's on my mind as I'm heading to the scrum of Jaquan Brisker. I did not bring it up, believe it or not.
Yeah, because you're also a yapper. Let's be
I
honest.
I am.
That's a good combination of yapping right
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah. I'm a trash talker, too. You know, I'll throw
a
some cheap
troll.
Shots. I am. I'll take you down a level.
Why do I get the feeling that some of those yappers in the secondary understand when you're doing what you're doing? Like it's a game recognizes game.
Oh,
moment.
You think so? You think that's why he was so comfortable with me?
I do. I think they know one when they see one.
Hey, as Joe Madden would say, I didn't start the talk, but oh, I finished it, man. Oh, yeah. I did. I did. Okay. But so
this is a thought exercise.
Yes, it is.
Secondary.
I mean. So Jaquan Brisker. First though, there's a little bit of serious right in the beginning. And we'll get to the trash talking part of this cut, which you're about to hear, but he began talking about the stress that the two great wide receivers of the Bengals, what that stress that Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins will put on a safety combination. Here's how Jaquan Brisker answered that question.
I mean, we got two great safeties. We got a good tandem. So, to be honest, no disrespect, it doesn't put any stress on us. We just have to, you know, play our type of brand of defense. And we got good corners, too. It's not like he's just going to walk over our corners. And, yeah, just play our type of brand of defense and get after them. And that's what we're going to do.
The juice that you're talking about with you, Gardner Johnson, and you mentioned Tyreek Stevenson as well. Is talking, does that get in? Do you try to get into the heads of the other team? Is that really what it comes down to?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. We're going to talk, and it does. I mean, especially the way I talk and the way other people talk. I mean, we get in people's head. Grown man over be really crying out there. Grown man with kids. Like a badge in that, like seriously. Yeah, so it's hilarious. I wish I was mic'd up every game.
Wait, give us an example of a little trash talk.
My rookie year, you could ask Kendall Vittle. He was at corner, and I was talking a lot of trash to Justin Jefferson, and he was crying. The second half, that's when he dropped, like, every ball. First half, he killed us, but second half, just pay attention to the game. You'll see. That's an example, though.
Thanks. Game recognized game.
I kind of love it because you know what he's doing. He's like, he's going to find what he can find. He's being resourceful in his trash talk.
He was. He gave me like
a second half, what happened? Okay, second half, when we made adjustments, then what you got?
So it's so funny. So in that game.
Yeah, let's talk about this,
we
Mark.
Looked
go
this
ahead.
Up, and I have to give credit to your former colleague.
My guy, Matt Zahn.
Matt Zahn, man, of CBS too, because he was in on that scrum as well.
And he's got a bit of a sense of humor.
Oh, he's
like
got a great...
Yes, he does.
He's one of those guys who, like, he and I are on the same... Like, we kind of... He gets it. He gets stuff. He does, Zahn.
You two are under trouble.
Kinda. Like, Zahn and I should probably hang out more. I'll work on that relationship.
And his daughter's name is Layla.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I did not know that. That's nice. That's very nice. In the first half of that game 4 years ago, Justin Jefferson had 10 catches for 138 yards. And then they talked trash. And he only had 2 catches for 16 yards in the second half. So I guess something changed. But I found that to be awfully hilarious. And then, of course, Jaquan Brisker is going to, like, when you man up to him and you ask about wide receivers and are you stressed out and worried about these all world, come on, man, get out of here. We're good, too.
Listen, you can't sit here. I mean, I guess you can because he did. You shouldn't sit here and talk about making a grown man cry in the manner that he did when discussing Justin Jefferson after giving up triple digits and a half. That is preposterous. And to understand that he was laughing and joking, we live in an internet world where when you say things in front of a microphone, that's going to get around.
He doesn't care.
Last I checked.
He doesn't care.
They've got Justin Jefferson on the schedule again, correct?
Right.
Future Hall of Famer Justin Jefferson, might I add.
If Jaquan re-signs here, he's going to continue to see him every year.
And why? Why tempt fate like that?
He doesn't care. He moves
he doesn't
differently.
Care.
He doesn't care. I'm using a lot of Joe Maddenisms today. He vibrates to a different frequency. That's just Jaquan Brisker. I remember the Green Bay game a couple of years ago where Green Bay beat the Bears and they did it with Jordan Love, a lot of like under the radar without a star receiver. And after that game, which the Bears lost, Brisker's in the locker room trash talking the no-name receivers of the Green Bay Packers. It's just Jaquan Brisker. And that went on, I put it on Twitter, and you had Packers subtweeting my tweet on old RIP at Mark Grody Sports, which is still there somewhere. But yeah, it's just Jaquan, and he doesn't care, Marshall, even though you're right. It's scary.
I've been looking for the quote for the past 5 minutes from Pirates of the Caribbean where Jack Sparrow, it's like, you're the worst pirate we've ever seen, but I am a pirate. It's something along those lines. I forget what it is. But it's something like, oh, but you're saying I'm what? Okay, then. Like, I'll take it. So I feel like it's that kind of vibe.
I wonder if the other teams in the division by now know that about Jaquan Brisker and that it won't turn into bulletin board material. Like, could Justin Jefferson just be like, oh, Brisker? Oh, man, that guy.
Do you think it's hilarious?
I don't know. I don't know. Is it hilarious? I'm not sure. I think it is.
But I am a pirate.
I think it's disturbing, guys.
Why are you laughing like in that manner?
Because you're so sad when you say.
Yeah, say more. Say more.
Because here's the thing. How many winning seasons has Jaquan Brisker been a part of in the National Football League?
Zero.
How many times has Justin Jefferson and friends absolutely lit up the Chicago Bears?
Several.
Oh, everybody got it. You're the worst pirate I've ever heard of, but you have heard of me. Thank you. Oh, that's so good. That's exactly what it is.
That's like when I there was a
So
but you have heard of him.
So let me get this straight. In the first game of the season, a game in which the Bears led for most of the game, correct?
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
The Vikings came back and got the dub. So it's the ultimate, like, point at the scoreboard. They've got to see this guy again. Now, who knows who his quarterback will be? So maybe he can talk more trash because he doesn't have anybody capable of getting him the ball. That's a fair thing to say. So maybe that's why he's doing it. But it's so unnecessary, especially
it's
because
unnecessary is a great word.
Because it's unserious, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you know what makes it even better? What do you add to it? The guy who you've punched in the face twice during a game?
Oh, man.
That's why. Man. See, full circle.
I love it so much.
Full circle. Let's go back to the beginning of this segment. Mark walking over, heel toe, in the locker room to Jaquan Brisker thinking.
So what were you thinking?
It's about to get loud in that secondary.
And he did get loud. He did not. You know what it is? You had your thoughts, your pre-interview thoughts, in a cluster too. You know, it's a scrum. It's a bunch of reporters, so you know you're not going to get to ask like seven questions
right,
in a row.
Right,
so,
right.
So what am I prioritizing?
Right, you had to prioritize, but they made it easy because somebody else asked a question that sort of alluded to that, and it was Brisker himself who led you down that path. He lit up, and he said the three guys that I was going to say to him without anybody saying that. See, again, we're on the same mind thing. He said those three guys, and I'm like, oh wow, it's my turn to start asking questions in this scrum.
This is really deep, but I feel like you guys understand this because we've all covered teams. There are just sometimes where the mentality of a position just really agrees with you, your sensibilities, who you are on a base level. Everybody knows that my dream job is to be a linebacker because I would just like to wreck everybody's plan. So naturally, who do you think I had the most productive conversations with?
Linebackers.
Right. So I feel like with you, it's you know, the yapping and the provocatoring and the stir the potting. That's stirring of the pot, whatever you want to say right now.
Tevin Jenkins.
The secondary is welcome to our place.
Oh, you know what? There might be some of that going on.
There's some game recognizes game here. And you know what's awesome? They have fun with it.
Yeah,
they're including all of us when they do this stuff, which is pretty fun.
My fear for Jaquan and his talkative teammates on defense is that, yes, game recognizes game. And the problem will be when Jamar Chase lines up on Sunday, he's going to say game recognize game. And you look real unfamiliar to me right now. And then proceed to just light the Bears up.
And then
but like
Dad,
a week later, I want to know what the answer is. And it's like, but you have heard of me.
You know, that's like, honestly, confession. When I started doing the show with you guys, I got a texter that said something to the effect of, who's this Groby guy? Like, and they misspelled the name. And I thought to myself, don't act like you don't know who I am.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
See, and you know what?
You have heard of me.
Yes!
Yeah, you don't have
Thank
to like
you.
Me, but don't act like you haven't heard of me.
And you know what's so fun is like, very rarely do you get to like understand completely the mentality. And because he had some fun with it, you guys got to have that together. Like, that's really awesome of Jaquan to actually even go that far. To not check himself enough to where he's telling you about what his process is.
I'm not the first reporter to ask questions about that and having fun and poking the bear, so to speak. But it's been a while since there's been a real answer to come out of one of those silly type questions, if that's even the right word to use.
Because a lot of times guys don't want to do it. They don't want to tell you what they talk about.
Right, exactly.
And even CeeDee Gardner-Johnson was like, well, that's in the past.
Yep. And
brilliant answer, frankly. Mm-hmm. Don't hate him for it. But when guys will tell you what's going on, that's fantastic. I assume Tyrique Stevenson would do the same.
I think he would, and has. He's kind of, I don't want to say open book, but he's pretty transparent, pretty open himself.
Can I point something out also? So, like, the game, it was like, what were the stats again in the first half and the second half for him? I want to make sure I get the stats.
Oh, yeah. Let me turn
the page. I don't know why this made you laugh this hard.
Page three in my
missalette.
Justin Jefferson.
Because you're still fighting. You're like, but what happened in the second half then?
In the first half, in that game 4 years ago, 10 catches for 138 yards. Here comes that trash talk. Imagine Justin Jefferson. He's crying. We're seeing a man crying. We're watching him. We're seeing him. And then in the second half, 2 catches for 16 yards.
Okay. Here's what I want to point out.
Gotcha.
That's 12 catches for 154 yards. If he's making him cry, what would you guess the number of times he was targeted and didn't get a catch would be if he's making him quote-unquote cry? Like, just throw a number out there. Like, how many times was he unsexful?
Oh, in the second half
you're talking about? Yeah, like, how many times did he not make the catch when targeted?
Oh, man, I got to go back and look at the tape.
Yeah, bro, I don't know.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Yeah. He was targeted 13 times and caught the ball 12 times.
Wow.
So at what point was he crying? The one time he didn't catch the ball when he was targeted?
They were in his head for that play. You got to admit, they were in his head.
Get out of here, Jaquan.
I'm going to go back and watch the tears.
I'm not even mad at it because it was so entertaining.
It was entertaining, but also,
guess what our job is? Not playing football. Entertaining about football. You're welcome anytime.
And Brisker's an entertainer. House? Hey, man, Brisker. You know what we need to do is have Jaquan Brisker on with us.
We used to have him on.
Yeah, I know. I'll talk to him.
And you know what he entertained if he's getting beat up, burn, and checks his mentions after the game now that he's put himself out there like this.
Oh, yeah, and he's got the most cryptic tweets and texts and Instagram messages. I mean, he is an interesting... Let's appreciate Jaquan Brisker.
No, you know what? With me, people get funny points. They really do.
He is funny.
Because it's like,
he's hilarious.
You're still making millions of dollars with or without me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to enjoy these moments while I can.
It's objectively funny.
And yes, I get frustrated by football things. Everybody knows that. But man, this is also fun. Forget that. That's entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Let me go check the betting line right now on number of receptions for... Chase, see how far I can push that up.
On oh, no, you're not going to do that.
What? He's going to get targeted. He's going to catch the ball.
The funniest part, though, was the fact that who did they bring in to add to this? To the yappers. It's just tremendous.
So you just think Jamar Chase is now going to clown the Bears secondary on Sunday?
I always thought Jamar Chase, let me be very clear.
Okay.
I always thought Jamar Chase, as long as Joe Flacco was healthy, was going to clown the Bears secondary. And even if Jake Browning's healthy, now that he's had a couple of weeks to watch what to do when Jamar Chase is on your side of the ball with you, I think he will also pepper him with targets.
Hold on. Wasn't there a bit of trash talk involving the Bengals and the Packers recently? Like, wasn't there like a... That was T. Higgins, though, wasn't it? That wasn't Chase, that was T. Higgins.
No, that was... Do you know what I'm talking about?
It was like...
Bill Cowher.
It was like there Mike was Tomlin. Some sort of... There was some sort of trash talk like a bunch of times, and they kept showing it and revisiting it throughout the possession, and then it ended in a Bengals touchdown.
Oh, it was Chase, yeah. Somebody was talking smack to him.
It was Chase.
Someone was talking smack to him, and because they made a play. They did make a play. Later that drive.
Oh, my God. Touchdown. Yeah. And, you know, it was Carrington Valentine who was up in Chase's face. And he just kept going back and forth. And then Chase got the touchdown. It was like, well, there goes that.
You got to stop Chase more than once. That's the point.
I'm looking forward to the theater.
Oh, yes.
Within the game.
Are we done with the locker room?
I'm sorry we didn't get to the other sound.
That's okay. I just want to know what I have to be prepared for. But
yeah, we got to go to break. We also want to remind you to join the Score this Sunday at Revolution Brewing at 3340 North Kedzie Avenue. Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will host our pregame show there from 9 a.m. to noon and then have immediate reaction on the postgame show after Chicago takes on Cincinnati. I can't wait to hear what they might have to say about all of this. That's this Sunday at Revolution Brewing. Coming up next, something that is completely the opposite of trash talk. We always love when we get to hear more from Billy Donovan, and he gave an answer about an accomplishment that he had that, of course, he made about other people. So we'll hear that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Here's Ellis, dials up left side, Reno, rebound Vooch. For Vooch, rebound number 14. He's had 31 rebounds the last two games, and this ball game is over. Bulls win! Bulls win! Bulls win! 126 to 113. We're 4-0. You gotta love it.
That was Chuck Swirsky on the Bulls Radio Network. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. The Bulls are 4-0 for the first time since 2021. And Billy Donovan joined the morning show today. It was Mully and Haw. Clay Harbert was in for Mully with David Haw. And we love when Billy Donovan is on. I feel like we're the only ones who really have the time to let Billy cook like how he wants to. Tell stories, talk about life, talk about his philosophy on basketball. Like, we're always a place where that's going to be a home for him. And I think there's no better example of that than when Billy was asked about being inducted into the Hall of Fame, the Naismith Hall of Fame. And naturally, Billy Donovan doesn't just tell you about that part of it, but about the impact that former players that you know have had on him.
You know, I think when you're first starting out in coaching, right, you want to do well and you want to prove yourself and do those kind of things. And, you know, I think being a part of the two national championship teams at Florida, and I'm thankful it happened at a young age, you know, after you win those things, you get to that point, you you get a perspective of, like, what is this really all about? And I never forget, I saw Tom Brady. He was on, like, 60 Minutes, and they had won, like, 3 out of 5 Super Bowls. And he said, is this all it really is? And I do think, you know, from we're in a results-orientated business, right? But what happens when you're not holding the trophy at the end of every season? You know, what is the meaning in coaching? What is the meaning in 82 games or an entire season with a group of guys? And the thing that was so great about the Sacramento game, not only, you know, winning the game, but after the game, you know, I'm back in the office in the United Center, and the door knocks, and DeMar and Zach come in. And we sat down and talked for like 20 minutes. And it wasn't even about basketball. It was more about their families, what's going on in their life. And I just love those two guys as guys. They're great. And when you go through an NBA season, there's going to be ups and downs, highs and lows. There's going to be confrontation, disagreements, you know, a lot of that. But it's the relationships, to me, that really withstand. And I think that was really evident to me when I went to Springfield, was the number of players that came back, not only, you know, from the Bulls, but from my team at Marshall, guys that I was an assistant coach for at Kentucky, my guys at Florida. And I love DeMar, and I love Zach. Those guys are great guys. And it was so great to see them after the game and be able to share some time. So to me, it's always about the relationship. And I think the relationships get stronger a lot of times when it gets difficult. You know, when you have a group of players and coaches that are trying to get to a certain place for the team, you know, everybody's not going to see eye to eye all the time. But when you're working together, it's through the difficulties that I think the relationships really, really form. And I was very, very blessed to be around Zach for nearly 5 years, DeMar for 3 years. And I said this prior to the game, you know, they asked me about what stood out about those guys. And I said, people can watch them between the lines and see their talent and their greatness. But I get the chance to see who they are as men. They're great dads. They're great husbands. They love their kids. They're invested in their families. They're invested in their teammates. They're just really good people. And I feel like throughout my time coaching, I've been very, very fortunate that I've been around some amazing coaches and I've been around some amazing players, not only talented, but really, really good quality people.
I loved that for so many reasons. And we talk a lot about the curse of early success. But I don't think we talk a lot about what happens when you have early success and then you figure out a way to understand how that actually works productively in your career too, even if you're not able to enjoy the same level at times. And once again, Billy Donovan just kind of nails it.
It goes back to something that I don't know if you guys remember when A.J. Brown had that book on the sidelines that he was reading and then they won the title and he said he felt different than he thought he would feel after winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Only one team gets to win in these sports that we follow and that we talk about, and everybody else is back to the drawing board. So it's got to be more than just, okay, we're winning championships, which, of course, Billy Donovan has done. He won back-to-back titles at the University of Florida with a very talented group of individuals. But the relationship thing is real because at the end of the day, you know, this is something I learned when I was young. Like, at the end of the day, no matter what you're doing, no matter what your job is, all you have is your relationships. And that's what really matters. And so to hear him talk us and take us backstage, if you will, about what happens when they're not at practice, when they're not between the lines playing a game, I think that's important to give people perspective in this really era in which we've kind of made players and turned them into, for lack of a better term, you know, items on a spreadsheet. Because that's the way through fantasy culture, through sports betting, yeah. Through the way we look at our teams that we follow and we root for and that we hate even. I love how Billy Donovan is able to put it all in perspective and give you insight into how he's seeing things as a world-class and Hall of Fame coach.
Especially and specifically the Zach LaVine piece, because there were murmurs and rumblings. Some of them may even came to the surface that Zach LaVine and Billy Donovan weren't necessarily seeing eye to eye, and that there might have been some friction between the two because of what was going on and the camp of Zach LaVine and the playing time and all of that. But then after the game, I couldn't get enough post-game watching those two guys, and he just shared that great story of them going into his office. But I was glued in on DeMar and Zach as they were saying hi to everybody. I'm like, what's going to happen when they get to Billy? What happened when they got to Billy was they were giving him hugs. Billy's giving him the little courtesy massage. You know, like it was just beautiful because I didn't know how those guys got along. And the last thing that this did to me, it reminded me, too, of what the Bulls were building. And unfortunately, the failure of the past with some pretty big names, with Zach LaVine and his max contract, with DeMar DeRozan, who, although his style may not have been befitting of what the NBA is and it didn't fit necessarily, what a great Bull he was for a couple of years. Like, and they were building something with getting Vooch, Lonzo Ball back in the day. Like, it all came back to me when I realized how close those guys were and how seriously they actually took something that fell short.
Well, and it's just, it just proves to me that, again, relationships are always going to matter. You know, what do you think of at the end of the day? How people made you feel? And Billy Donovan echoes a lot of what you hear a lot of college coaches say. You know, I cover the college game for 7 years every day, and that was one of the best parts of the job, is hearing these natural teachers and motivators talk about trying to get the best out of every single person. A lot of jobs, it's very much business, you know, and there are different ways to coach NBA teams. You can take different approaches. It can be more business-like. It can also have the reflection of what we talked about with the personal angle as well. But it also sheds some light on that time in a way that you put it well, Mark. Like, sometimes it's nobody's fault. Sometimes the sum of the parts equals a different whole than what you thought it was going to be. Doesn't mean it failed necessarily. Just means it didn't perform like you thought it was going to. And the genuine reactions that we saw out of Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan echo that. Like, DeMar, if you recall, made Patrick Williams go work out with him in L.A. and made him wake up at 4. And DeMar's going to Illinois to see Ida Sumer's jersey get retired. Yeah. You know, those are things that meant something to the players. That wasn't not genuine. It was the exact opposite. That's authentic teammateship right there. And those are the things that, yeah, we talk about wins and losses, but that's what ultimately can really matter.
Well, that's what we're all trained to think about when we think about sports, is the wins, the losses, the championships, what works, what failed. People get hired to get fired. Players demand trades. Organizations trade players away. But there are people that we're talking about, and Billy Donovan certainly is a Hall of Famer. DeMar DeRozan is a surefire Hall of Famer. And it's interesting that the humanization element, I hope that becomes more common going forward, in which I feel like we're getting further away from that, but I hope it becomes more common.
Well, and it's funny, too, because you're getting further away from what you teach at the child level in sports, at the little league level, at the peewee level. You know, like, I didn't take offense when Chris Paul and Kobe White wanted to exchange jerseys, because that's what you teach as kids. Is that sportsmanship?
Ooh, you're getting into some dangerous grabber territory here right now.
What's the grabber territory?
Oh, my God. Less unloaded on the concept of players being friends on opposite teams. I believe it was centering on Brian Urlacher, and there was an ex-Bear who came back. Oh, who was it? It was a safety. Daniel Manning. Daniel Manning, who came back as a member of the Houston Texans, and the two were embracing after a game which the Bears lost, and Les just lost his
Do clue. Not congratulate the opponent. I don't care if it's a ex teammate during a game.
No,
that's
no.
Bull.
But
do it after the game. I totally agree with that. Before the game, you want to say hi, whatever. During the game, you're congratulating a guy for picking off your quarterback's pass?
Rex Grossman.
That was during
garbage.
The game?
Oh, well, that's different. during the game is
different. Oh, wait, maybe it was. I think it was during the game.
He made it sound like it was during the game.
It might have been, yeah.
Because that means your head's not in the right place.
But you know what's funny is Patrick Mahomes does that. He talks about it on quarterback. He's like, hey, nice sack, man.
Yeah, it does happen.
He says it.
Like when a guy winks at the other dude. Like, I like that
but
stuff.
I think that's different.
Or like when Anthony Rizzo tickled Starling Castro when the two teams had a, quote, fight, end quote.
Oh, yeah.
The reason Sean Casey is the mayor is because he literally engages everyone who comes to first base in a genuine conversation.
I'm pretty sure Rizzo did the same thing.
How about when Rizzo ran down Freddie Freeman? He was in a rundown and he was yelled, Freddie! Freddie!
Oh, yeah, Frederick.
Frederick!
I mean, yeah, these are normal human interactions because they are humans who are interacting. And so for people to get... Like I said, I think the fantasy and now the sports gambling culture has really turned sports into something much uglier than it should be.
Layla, I'm just also still laughing at our last segment where here we are talking about the absurdity of the trash talk.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't have a problem with trash talk. I just thought, this is what you're going to pick? The spotlight?
Wrong.
All of it is a study of the human condition.
He gave up 12 catches on 13 targets.
I'm just happy that Layla got grobbered. Sorry I grobbered you.
No, I miss Les.
Yeah, I know. I know. We all miss Les, but I should be careful about grobbering people.
No, that's the whole point. I mean,
Sears. See, Sears, did you find that file? Because Sears did. He was produced that overnight show for years. So
I have a folder of things. I'll share at the right time, but maybe not today.
Guess what? Yep.
I gotta share a Bears injury report. There's a lot of names on here. Let me count the names. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There are 12 names on the Bears injury report, so we'll tell you about those coming up next. In the meantime, about those Bulls. Well, tonight, kids, it's the start of NBA Cup group play when the Bulls host the Knicks at the United Center. Different floor, different stakes, money and stuff. Pre-game coverage starts at 6:45. Tip-off is at 7 on the Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network powered by Heli Forklifts. So let's get to this not-fun-looking injury report and some predictions out of our crew next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I'm Larry. This is my brother Daryl. That's my other brother Daryl.
Yeah.
When classic. I was a kid, I thought that joke was the funniest thing of all time. It was like the level of concept and humor hit me at the right amount of time.
Newhart was a great show.
My dad made sure I knew how funny that was. But he was right.
Why you chose Daryl?
Maybe.
Mark Grody.
I don't know. It sounded funny to me at the time.
This Daryl. Is Rahimi Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. There is no treat. There's only a trick here.
Ooh.
And the joke is on us. The Bears injury report is out, and it is bad. Luther Burden, out.
No.
Roschon Johnson, out.
That's not great.
Dominique Robinson, out. DeAndre Swift is out.
But other people are playing football.
Amin Obagmamiga is questionable. Grady Jarrett didn't practice, but it was rest and IR, old. Cole Kmet, full practice. DJ Moore, full. Rome Odunze, full. Remember, Rome had a heel. DJ had hip groin. Tyreek Stevenson, full shoulder. Joe Tooney also got the over 30 rest. And Olamide Zaccheaus with the knee, full participant in practice. So much for my most important person is DeAndre Swift, and he was managing that groin injury. So much for that.
Yeah, you lose.
I do lose. I'm the big loser.
So now it's Kyle Manungai. So you want to be an NFL running back.
Also, I think this very much tells us to judge the quarterback performance thusly.
Meh.
Yep. You can't open up the passing game with the run if there's not enough run.
So you do not believe in Kyle Manungai. You are not ready for Manungai.
Listen here, Yapper, Potster, Groats, Daryl.
Oh, man. Yapper and Potster.
Yes.
I just don't think he can carry the same load as DeAndre Swift.
That's fair.
But to be fair, DeAndre Swift didn't carry that load last week, so this kind of eases us into this territory, right?
Yeah, maybe. You know
By
what?
The way, who am I for Halloween if I just do this?
Ben Johnson.
That'd be Ben Johnson.
But you're using the wrong finger.
I can't do that. I don't know
sure
what
you
he
can.
Was doing.
You're doing it right now.
No,
he may secretly love this, too. Like, oh, I can get creative with the running back position. No, I don't think so, knowing what he came from in Detroit. So there's a couple options here. You have, I've talked about Manungai, and Layla's right. He has not shown that he is the guy who can carry the load in the NFL yet. I don't know that he is ready for that. You have Travis Homer, and then maybe the practice squad guy, Britton Brown.
Downtown Britton Brown.
If you don't remember him, he was part of what we call the romping. The Bears preseason win over the Buffalo Bills, 38-0.
Where they had over 500 yards of offense.
Known as the romping.
I loved it for that reason.
I just want to point out, at 25 years of age, Britton Brown hasn't seen an NFL game since 2022 when he was a backup running back special teamer for the Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh.
In fact, in 2022, were they even in Las Vegas? Yeah, they were in Las Vegas. I had to think about that for a second.
You had to think about it, though.
Yeah, well, in the romping, Britton Brown had 16 carries for 73 yards.
By the way, everybody, this is a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Will there be a romping Sunday? Now that we have this information that is crucial to our project, should we do predictions?
Sure.
All right. I think Joe Flacco is playing.
Yes.
I think there's not enough Bears playing.
Yes.
I think the Bears are on the road.
Also true.
35-30 Bengals. Oh, it pains me to say it.
But you got Caleb putting up 30 points.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go get him, Caleb. Prove me wrong.
I think everything Layla said is true except for the end result. I've got the Bears winning this game. 31-27.
Okay.
Bears.
I like it.
Rawr.
Defense says just enough bending, not breaking to get the win.
Again, the Bengals defense is maybe not like Baltimore, the Bengals defense actually legitimately bad. I think the Bears, even without DeAndre Swift, they can get work done on the offense. They can get some explosive plays. I think they could break through a bit. All of that said, the Bengals, it's going to be a shootout, and I think that the Bears lose in a shootout. It's going to be Bengals 35, Bears 34.
Ooh, one point game. Four more points than me? How dare you?
It's a one-point game. Did you do a one-point game, too?
No, I did five-point game, 35-30. Okay.
You're in my head, Layla.
31-27. I did a four-point game. Ray, what you got?
I don't have a good one for the Bears. I don't. My final score is 37-24 Bengals because, yes, the Bengals defense is bad, but Bears, prove to me that you can finish in the end zone, please, in this game. So, yeah, prove me wrong.
Hold on. We have the best predictor at the score on our show today.
Oh, that's
Sean
right.
Sean Sears, you were 5-0 the last time I checked in staff predictions.
What?
What's your record now?
I'm currently 7-0.
What? Then our opinions don't even matter.
I'm totally going to get it wrong this week. But I have my prediction being Bears 31, Bengals 21. I think Caleb Williams is going to have... I actually think, despite what people were saying this past week, they actually played okay. I think the numbers would show that. He made passes to all three levels. I'm thinking the Bears offense shows up in Cincy.
Well, Sean's spoken. I mean, that negates anything I've thought.
I am with Sean Shears, not only because we made the same prediction, although he's given up way less points. I don't know that. That's
Sean, you're 7-0?
That's crazy that you're 7-0 in a 4-3 season.
It is just all smoke and mirrors, folks. I don't know what I'm doing over here.
Lies.
Yeah, you do.
No.
Yeah,
no,
you do.
How much time do you know what you're doing? How did you know?
Not enough.
You've been playing this
off the
game
cuff? Off the
for
cuff?
A while.
I've talked more about the Cubs, I think, than I have the Bears in most of my predictions.
Like, what, in the write-up, you talk more about the Cubs?
Yeah, usually.
That's hilarious. What a vehicle.
The Twitch chat wants to know what jersey you're wearing, Sean Sears.
It's Kobe White, obviously.
The Twitch mob would also like to know what you are dressing up as for Halloween tonight.
I don't know yet. Mark Grody, probably.
That's sick.
What does that look like, Sean?
Just throw a Pearl
hoodie.
Jam jersey or shirt on.
this
for him, it's a jersey. For everyone else, it's a shirt.
Just a hoodie. Yeah.
What if I was thinking about that? Like, I'd wear a Def Leppard T-shirt, and they're like, "What are you for Halloween?" Def Leppard, obviously. No, that's just a concert shirt. No, I'm Def Leppard, and then just have that stupid conversation back and forth.
God, that sounds awful.
Yeah, that's what I like to do. Awful.
Wow. Or you can just dress up like a leopard and have hearing aids in because you're deaf.
Oh. I can't. I don't like concepts. I can't dress as concepts.
Really?
No, I just dress as nouns.
I got to send you the thing with the nursing home. People are dressed up in all kinds of ways, and it's
That's
hilarious.
That's fantastic.
It's hilarious.
312 says, "Ye of little faith, Bears 38-31.
I'm with you.
773 says, "Let's play HBO Hard Knocks. Where are they now, Ian Wheeler?
Hey, man, Ian Wheeler in the romping. 19 carries for 80 yards. In the game known as the romping.
Who called it the romping?
Yeah, who named it the romping?
How many of you?
Is that you? Is that Wiener?
I'm trying to get followers for that concept. So
does zero. Dan call it the romping?
You know what?
Dan Wiener.
I'm with you, Mark. I'll call it the romping.
I just started this now.
Well, you've got a believer and a follower in me.
A lot of us locally call it the romping, but you really got to be on the inside to be part of the romping club.
That sounds unstable.
That does sound
that
unstable.
That sounds a little like...
Who wants to join? Who wants in?
I'm with you. I already
ground
told you.
Ground floor. Okay, so you're with me
I'm
on the ground floor.
The romping.
The romping, even though that I know Buffalo's close to your heart, man.
We can do this again on Monday and give this game coming up Sunday a nickname as well.
Oh, man. No, for now on, every week, every Friday, I'm going to give a detail from the romping.
From the romping?
Yes, that is going to be a new Friday staple.
That works.
We'll have
Let's
on
go.
Players. We'll have get Ian Wheeler on the show next week. Right, Sean, don't laugh or you write that down. We need Ian Wheeler on the show next week to share his memories of the romping.
Romping.
They're not going to think this is the game. They're not going to think it's a game.
They're like, what? Wait, what game do you want to talk about? Wasn't that a preseason game?
They're not going to think it's a game.
It's the romping.
Oh, dear.
I got goosebumps right now thinking about that game.
Gross. Spiegel and Holmes are next.
38-0, Layla. Romping.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.